遥控小鼠返老还童。
Remote controlled mice。
就在上周，全球抗衰和长寿的科研圈子被一篇刚刚登上 Cell 的论文大为震撼。
Last week, the global anti-aging and longevity research community was greatly shocked by a newly published paper on science.
那么韩国团队做出了一件什么事呢？他
So, what did the Korean team do?
他们造出了一个按钮，按
They made a button.
一下，老鼠就开始年轻化。
Start with a young mouse.
再按一下，年轻化就停下来。
Press again, stop.
如果你关注长寿和抗衰行业
If you are interested in the fields of longevity and anti-aging,
这个科学突破
This scientific breakthrough,
你一定不能错过了
You must not miss it.
那么要理解这个科学突破有多炸
So, to understand how significant this scientific breakthrough is,
我先用30秒钟呢，给你讲清楚背景。
I'll give you a brief introduction in 30 seconds.
过去十年啊
，Over the past 10 years,
长寿领域最火的方向叫做细胞重编剂。
The hottest field in the longevity field is called cell editing.
那么简单来说
，In simple terms,
就是往老的这个细胞塞进几个年轻的基因。
Inject a few young genes into the old cell.
它叫做 OSK, 老细胞。
It is called OSK, old cell.
就能忘掉自己老了。
You can forget that you are old.
这个事儿重新变回年轻的状态。
This has made me feel young again.
简单来说。
In simple terms.
那么 Sinclair 团队呢2020年就靠这招让瞎眼的老鼠
So, what about the forest killer team in 2020 who used this blind mouse trick?
重见光明，轰动了全球。
The light shone brightly on the ball.
但这条路它有一个非常要命的问题。
But this road has a very critical problem.
题就是 OSK 实际上就像一把双刃。
OSK is actually like a double-edged sword.
你用少了没效果
Using less doesn't work
但用多了它的细胞会失控
However, if used excessively, its cells can become uncontrolled
忘记自己是肝细胞啊
Forget that I am a liver cell
神经元啊
Neurons
甚至长出这个叫畸胎瘤
Even grow into a tumor called Ki-67
所以过去的所有方法
So, the past behavior
基本上都是装了油门
Basically, it's all about using the accelerator
但是没装刹车的这个车
But this car that doesn't have brakes
要么用抗生素诱导全身副作用
Either induce systemic side effects with antibiotics
要么用这个病毒递送一次安装终身
Either use this virus to deliver a lifetime installation.
身它拆不下来。
It can't be disassembled.
来，所以整个领域都在等一件事儿。
So the entire field is waiting for one thing.
有没有一个真正好用的抗衰的开关
？Is there a truly effective anti-aging switch?
那么这次韩国东国大学 Jeong-pil Kim 团队就是把这个开关给造出来了。
So, this time, the team from Dongguk University in South Korea, led by Jeong-pil Kim, has actually created this switch.
他们管它叫做 EI 开关,电磁场可诱导开关。
They call it EI switch electromagnetic field induced switch.
我觉得这个系统啊，很神奇的地方在于
What I find fascinating about this system is
你不用打或者说吃药也不用开刀
You don't need to use a catheter or take medication nor do you need surgery
只需要把老鼠放进一个发射特定电磁场的这个装置里面
Just put the mouse into a device that emits a specific electromagnetic field.
它的基因就开起来了。
Its genes are already activated.
把老鼠拿出来。
Take out the mouse.
基因就关闭。
The gene is turned off.
所以这个开关是怎么做到的呢？
So how does this switch work?
我用一个类比来跟大家聊聊。
I'd like to use an analogy to talk to you all.
你可以把它想象成什么呢？
How can you imagine it?
就是细胞接收到了一个微信。
The cell received a WeChat message.
所以它分几步。
So it's done in a few steps.
第一步呢，外面的电磁场就像信号塔发出的电波。
The first step is that the external electromagnetic field is like the radio waves emitted by the signal tower.
那么第二步也是最神奇的地方。
The second step is also the most amazing thing.
细胞里啊有一个天线能接收这个信号。
There is a receptor in the cell that can receive this signal.
这个天线啊是一个叫做塞布5B的蛋白。
This antenna is a protein called SIBO5B.
它就住在线粒体的外面的膜上面。
It resides on the outer membrane of the mitochondria.
那么韩国团队怎么找到它的？
How did Hengyuo find it?
他们用 CRISPR 这基因编辑技术。
They used the CRISPR gene editing technology.
把细胞里面20000多个基因挨个敲，看敲掉哪个之后。
After knocking out each of the over 20,000 genes in the cell,
细胞就耳聋失聪了。
The cells are deaf.
再也收不到那电场。
I can't get that feeling anymore.
然后就锁定了塞布5B这个蛋白。
Then it was focused on protein B.
第三步啊，特别精妙。
The third step is particularly ingenious.
当塞布5B这个天线接收到了电磁场信号。
When the antenna B receives an electromagnetic field signal,
它并不会让钙离子像水龙头一样哗哗地冲进来。
It won't allow calcium ions to rush in like a faucet.
而产生一种非常有节奏的钙离子的波动。滴答滴答滴答
and a very rhythmic fluctuation of calcium ions drip 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 drip
就像这个摩尔电码一样
like this Morse code
那么第四步
so the fourth step
细胞里面有一个启动子叫做 LGR4
there is a promoter called LGR4 in the cell
它就像一个怎么说呢
It's like how to say,
指认特定密码
only recognize specific switches,
的锁只有这种滴答的钙信号
only this kind of drip signal,
对上它才能打开
only by confronting it can it be opened,
那么钥匙一对门就开了
then the pair of keys opened the door,
你后来挂什么基因
What gene did you later mutate?
它就表达什么基因。
It expresses what gene.
所以这个为什么这个系统叫做精准的可控
So why is this system called precise and controllable?
大家看它不是粗暴的在撬门。
Look, it's not violently prying open the door.
而是用一个正确的密码在开锁。OK, 好了。
Instead, use a correct password to unlock, okay?
这个技术平台打好了。
This platform is ready.
那么接下来才是看见证奇迹的时刻。
Then comes the moment of seeing the miracle.
他整个团队呢把 OSK 的年轻化的基因挂到了这个 EI 开关上面。
Their entire team has attached the gene of youthfulness of OSK to this EI switch.
然后做了一个我觉得堪称教科书级别的实验。
And I did an experiment that I thought was textbook level.
他们用的是一个很特殊的老鼠。
They used a very special mouse.
叫做早衰症的小鼠
called early aging mice。
这种小鼠它携带了人类的早衰症的一个突变。
This mouse carries a human premature aging mutation.
几个月大就会出现像脱毛啊。
A few months old, it will appear like hair loss.
血管硬化，
arteriosclerosis,
器官衰竭。
Organ failure.
那么治疗方案是这样。
Here's the treatment plan.
电子厂开三天，关四天，循环进行。
The electronics factory will operate for 3 days and close for 4 days in a cycle.
那么他问为什么要这样子开开关关
？So he asked why it was developed like this.
其实你想 ，OSK 它如果一直开着，细胞就重编辑过头了。
Actually, if OSK is always running, it's likely that the cells have been over-edited.
会癌变。
It will become cancerous.
但如果你只开三天
，But if you only open for 3 days,
它的细胞只是这个浅尝辄止的年轻化一下。
Its cells are only a superficial and temporary rejuvenation.
然后关四天，让细胞恢复它的正常的这个身份。
Then the cells were kept in a quiescent state for 4 days to allow them to regain their normal identity.
把年轻化的这个好处固定下来。
Lock in this benefit of youthfulness.
就很像我们做面膜。
It's actually very similar to doing a face mask.
你敷15分钟。
You apply for 15 minutes.
它皮肤就水润。
Its skin is moisturized.
但是如果你敷一整天
，But if you apply it for a whole day,
可能皮肤就会泡烂了。
The skin may become rotten.
那么3个月它治疗下来，结果有多惊人
？So what were the amazing results after 3 months of treatment?
第一呢，早衰的小鼠的寿命显著的延长，精神状态啊。
First, the significantly extended lifespan of aged mice due to gene status.
头发啊，活
hair,
力啊
eyelid,
它的肉眼可见的改善了。
It's visible to the naked eye.
第二呢，血
second,
血管年轻化，早衰症的小鼠它。
On blood anti-aging syndrome in mice.
最典型的病变是主动脉硬化。
Its most typical manifestation is chronic progression.
治疗后
，After treatment,
他们的血管的整个外膜啊明显变薄了。
Their entire vascular membrane was clearly thinned.
然后血管的平滑肌的细胞的结构恢复正常。
Then the smooth muscle cells of the blood vessels return to normal.
第三，分子层面深度的逆转。
The third level of deep reversal.
它的像肝脏啊肾。
It's like a liver.
肝脏里面的衰老的标志物。
Markers of aging in the kidney.
16，炎症因子全面下调，早衰的蛋白的水平降低。
16 severe factors are at an abnormal level, which is significantly higher than normal.
代表年轻状态的一些表观的遗传的这个 marker 也重新回落。
Then the levels of some key genetic markers that indicate liver damage were significantly reduced.
那么最重要一点是3个月治疗下来没有发生畸胎瘤，也没有发现异常的增生。
The most important thing is that after 3 months of treatment, there was no occurrence of gestational trophoblastic neoplasm GTN and no abnormal proliferation was found.
所以那些 OSK 的一些疗法最大的一些壁垒，
So, some of the biggest barriers to some of the OSK therapies are
被它给破解了。
It has been hacked.
那么咱来盘一盘这一篇论文啊。
Let's break down this paper.
在整个抗衰的研究里面的一个地位。
a key position in the field of anti-aging research.
16年，科学家第一次才能证明 OSK 能够在活体的小鼠里面逆转衰老。
In 2016, scientists were the first to prove that OSK could reverse aging in live mice.
但是要靠基因的敲入。
However, it relies on gene knockout.
20年 ,Sinclair 团队让这个瞎眼的小鼠复明。
In 2020, the SAR impeller team successfully restored vision in blind mice.
但也只能局部的使用。
But it can only be used locally.
23年呢，这个 AAV 递送的 OSK 呢，让高龄的小鼠剩余的寿命啊延长100%。但
In 2023, the OSK delivered by AAV in the elderly mice extended their remaining lifespan by 100%.
但是你病毒装进去就拆不下来。
But once the virus is installed, it's difficult to remove.
只能一次给药。
Only one dose at a time.
26年的这个论文的突破啊，它。
The breakthrough in this paper from 2006.
是把一次性的高风险的治疗变。
It is a one-time, high-risk treatment.
成了你可按照需求开关式的这种长期的管理工具。这个。
It can be used as a long-term management tool that can be turned on and off according to your needs.
概念的飞升啊，像
This concept is amazing.
相当于你从开刀的手术进化成可以调节的心脏调节器。这
Equivalent to evolving from a surgical operation to a controllable heart regulator.
这概念是飞升啊，就
This concept is amazing.
好像从开刀手术进化成可以调节的心脏起搏器。
It's like evolving from open surgery to a controllable heart pacemaker.
当然，咱们必须客观地说。
Of course, we must be objective.
这离人类的应用还有距离。
It's still a long way off from being used by humans.
你像小鼠身体比较小。
You are like a mouse with a small body.
然后电磁场啊比较容易穿透。人。
Then the electric field is relatively easy to penetrate the human body.
这么大块头，你要让电磁场精准的打到这个肝脏。
Such a large piece, you want to make the electric field accurately hit the dry part.
或者是大脑不影响其他的器官，这是很大的一个挑战。
Or the brain's impact on other organs is a significant challenge.
而且反复暴露电磁场。
In addition, repeated exposure to electromagnetic fields.
对你的身体的安全性也需要严格的验证。
Your body's safety also needs to be strictly verified.
但我觉得这个论文的它的真正价值不在于它明天能治病，而为整。
But I think the real value of this paper lies not in its ability to cure diseases tomorrow,
而是为整个的抗衰的基因疗法领域。
Instead, for the entire anti-aging gene therapy field,
打开了一个全新的大门。
Opened a new door.
原来基因治疗可以这样子的精准无创。
Originally, gene therapy can be so precise and non-invasive.
而且可以可逆的治疗。
And it can be reversibly treated.